Hampton Court is a palace of two parts, the magnificent red brick Tudor Palace and the equally grandiose 17th and 18th century extensions that lie beyond it. In 1514, Thomas Wolsey, chief minister and favourite of Henry VIII, set out to build the finest palace in England. The site he chose was a property belonging to the Order of St. John of Jerusalem on the banks of the Thames, and the elaborate plan of courtyards, gateways, clock towers, state apartments, and highly decorated brick chimneys would be completed in 1525. It would be the gravest error of Wolsey's life. Wolsey would enjoy his new palace only briefly. Jealous of his vaunting influence over the king and keen to exploit his failure to secure the king's divorce from Catherine of Aragon, his enemies were plotting his downfall. By 1528, he'd passed the palace to King Henry as a gift. 2 years later, he was dead. Henry wasted no time in putting his own mark on Hampton Court, expanding the palace enormously to accommodate his court of 1,000, until it was the most modern, sophisticated, and magnificent palace in England. The effect must have been awesome, but that was the point. Hampton Court was built to impress. New and lavishly equipped lodgings were also provided for the king's succession of wives. It was here, in 1537, that Henry's third wife, Jane Seymour, gave birth to his male heir, only to die 2 weeks later. A decade later, Henry himself was dead. Inspired by the great Baroque palaces of the continent, William III and his wife, Mary II, who reigned jointly, appointed the great architect, Sir Christopher Wren, to remodel Hampton Court according to their own ambitious plans. The idea was to demolish Henry VIII's palace in its entirety, save for the Great Hall, and build a completely new palace which would rival that of the French king, Louis XIV, at Versailles, in its scope and scale. Happily for us, lack of funds curbed their ambitions. In the event, only half of the Tudor palace was demolished, and Wren constructed a new block of state apartments with splendid facades and courtyards. Much restoration work was done on the palace during Queen Victoria's reign, and in 1838 the state apartments and gardens were open to the public. Nothing remains of the original Tudor gardens, but there is a recreation of Henry VIII's Knot Garden of 1536, dating from the 1920s. Other features of the garden include the world-famous maze, planted around 1700, and the great vine, planted by Capability Brown, who was head gardener at Hampton Court in 1769, and said to be the largest vine in the world.